Rock Solid Families wants to thank Casey's Outdoor Solutions for sponsoring the Rock Solid Families podcast. Casey's has grown to be one of the largest and most unique garden centers and gift shops in the Cincinnati tri-state area. Whether you are looking to take on that next landscape project or simply add a little home decor to your house, Casey's has you covered. Located at 21481 State Line Road, Lawrenceburg, Indiana. Call them today at 812-537-3800. Let Casey's help you add beauty to your home.
Welcome to Rock Solid Families Podcast. This is Linda Hutchinson, and I am here with my hubby, Merle. Hi, honey.
Well, hello, Linda. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, do you know, as we're recording the show, it's May of 2023, and do you remember what happened 28 years ago this month?
Yeah, we were baptized on May 2nd, 1995.
Wow, you were good.
Yeah, well, what were you expecting?
Well, I thought maybe you'd say
you
like,
thought I was going to go down this road of birthdays. No, I didn't. You? No.
Well, you know, just seeing if you knew, remembered.
Actually, so just a little inside note. Linda wrote the start of the show, and I was reading through it, and I did say, I'm like, well, we got baptized 28 years ago. And so I just...
You kind of stole my thunder. Thanks, honey. No.
So the idea, though... was the major event that was for us in our life.
Yeah.
And I mean, I was 32, so you were 30.
Yeah.
And so in our own mind, we were adults, right? I mean, it is funny when I see a 32-year-old now, I think of him as a kid. But, you know, when you're 32, you think you kind of got it. You know, you're an adult, you've proven yourself to some level, but there was enough youth and immaturity in us that we were really struggling. And, you know, I guess what I will say about that, too, is, you know, I'm approaching 60 right now.
Ooh, and really saying that on air.
Yeah, and 10, 15, 20 years from now, I'll probably think back, you know,
this time.
Like, wow, I still even have a lot more to learn. Mm-hmm. So I think there's always that opportunity for change and for growth.
Yeah. Well, for me, it was the very first time. I mean, I had been raised in the church. But for me, it was about checking a box. It was about doing my obligation. And it was the very first time that I had allowed the power of Christ to reign in my life. And it was a very foreign concept to me. So, you know, I remember feeling like I wasn't worthy. I didn't deserve this, you know, and so I believe that was the beginning. Now, it didn't like happen overnight, right? It wasn't like, ta-da, but it was the beginning of really a transformation in both of our lives that I cannot, I mean, this is kind of what the show is about, is really about the testimony of what God has done in us and through us.
Yeah. Well, hon, I think, you know, part of you and I kind of, we were beating this topic around back and forth to figure out like just how we would go about it. And the reason why it came up is, you know, for a living, what you and I do is we coach people. Mm-hmm. And one of the frustrations that we have as well as the people who come in is this really going to change? Is it possible that people can change? Is this event going to change? Is this marriage going to get better? Is this parenting going to get better? Is it going to change? And I mean, I guess the quick, easy answer is, well, yes, we believe it will. Otherwise, we wouldn't be doing this for a living.
Right.
Okay. But man, sometimes you do have to second guess and wonder, like, is this ever going to change? Do people ever change?
Yeah.
And so we want to talk a little bit about transformation, what it takes to make transformation, the power of transformation, and you can see what it looks like oftentimes. You know, like, you will see marked differences in a lot of different areas of life when you see a true transformation of somebody. And so I just think we want to spend some time on that today, like, and you know, readying your heart for that change, because I think one thing we have to realize is it isn't easy.
No, No. You know, and so that's what we're going to talk about today, the power of transformation. And what does it look like when we allow God into our life and surrender our way for his way? And so we're going to do this kind of as a two-parter this week as really our story, a little bit of our testimony. But then next week, I'm really excited because we're going to share some stories of hope, stories of others that we've worked with as clients right. who did come in broken, you know, lost, hopeless, fearful, you know, feeling like overwhelmed by whatever life has thrown at them. And man, it is so exciting to see how God has transformed their life. And so we've gotten permission from many of them to share. So we're going to be doing that next week. But this week, it's about us.
Very good. Well, let me thank a couple sponsors, and then we'll get into the background story on our transformation. So I almost said Strong Dads. Rock Solid Families Podcast would like to thank Casey's Outdoor Solutions and Maxwell Construction for coming alongside of us and sponsoring this show, as well as the work that we do in our area and even out through these airwaves. And so we just want to thank those guys. So for any of your landscape needs or your construction needs, contact either Casey's Outdoor Solutions or Maxwell Construction.
Speaking of Casey's Outdoor Solutions, you and I were visiting Casey's the other day.
Cool place,
and,
isn't it?
Yes. And I made a purchase that fits so well with today's show. And so it actually is a scripture verse that's hanging on in our kitchen now. And the verse comes from Joshua chapter 24. And a little bit of background before we get to that actual verse, because many of you may not know the story of Joshua. And Joshua is an Old Testament character, not character, but person that God chose, handpicked to be the successor of Moses to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt and into the promised land. And so he was dealing with a people who were at times whiny, ungrateful.
Check. Wait, are you talking about me or are you talking about the people? Okay.
And really waffling in their allegiance and their worship to the one true God. And so you're right. That is, it sounds a whole lot like us in our world today.
Yeah. And then, you know, like, what do you do when you finally deal with the frustration of that and how it's pulling you down and beating you up? And so, and that's where the transformation comes in. So,
you know, Joshua, the whole book of Joshua is full of stories of God's provision and God's protection. And when his people were faithful and the rewards and blessings that came from that, but then the consequences when they fell away or when they strayed away from God's plan and God's way. And so Joshua tried to warn God's people of idolatry and worshiping anything but the one true God. And so I kind of felt like that fits perfect with what we're talking about today. And you and I, in our journey, even growing up in a church and how we strayed away from, you know, God's plan and God's word as we were getting older.
You know, hon, I was thinking about that, like, because we are going to share a little bit of our own stories on this, because by no means have we ever wanted to come across as knowing it all and having it together. Yeah. Because, you know, even once the Israelites got to the promised land, that doesn't mean that they were angels and everything was perfect. You know, it just means that they finally saw some change in some drastic different ways. But, you know, growing up, God might have just been the word religion. God was something to learn about. It was a, and I say it because I don't think I understood it as a person, as a being.
Personal relationship.
Yeah. And so maybe in my mind, it was more of a religion. And so it was a matter of processes and procedures and do's and don'ts. And so it was really just an instruction guide. Okay, if you do this, great. If you don't do this, not so good. Okay. And so, like, really, that whole transformation, it was just like, well, this is the textbook, learn it and live by it. But it, and sometimes we think of the Bible like that. Like, some people think of the Bible as, you know, this this basic instructions before leaving Earth. You know, it's an instruction guide, and it is, but it's not also. It's also the revelation of the being of God.
And the love. It's a love letter. It's a love letter to his children, and the children are us. And, you know, and I would say that I loved God growing up, but I didn't live that way. I lived a very selfish, ungrateful person as a ungrateful person for many years, kind of living according to the flesh, what I wanted and when I wanted it. And, you know, it's embarrassing. If you knew me as a teenager, young adult, you'd probably be thinking, what the heck is she doing coaching people and sharing the gospel? Because I was far from that. And I'm so thankful for the way that God gave me a second chance. His grace was extended to me and loved me despite myself and my decisions.
Well, so part of the revelation or the transformation, I think, for me was starting to recognize God as something more than a religion and that he is a living being.
Our Heavenly Father.
Right. And so if that's the case, a Father, he has free will. He's the creator of it. He has will. And that means that we can be in relationship with him. And that means that we can actually God can hear us and he can answer our prayer, and we can persuade him. We are called to ask him, to ask him. And that means he's actually interacting with us, not like, well, like the law. You don't interact with the law. The law is what it is. It's written one way. You either do this or you don't, you know. Whereas interacting with God, he wants to see your heart. He wants to see your struggle, and he wants to come and meet you in that. And there's a grappling, right? And so we know that Jacob became Israel because he wrestled with God. Well, just the idea that God would wrestle with you, the idea that he would interact with you. And I don't think I ever really understood the wrestling with God, the relationship with God. But when I started to get that, it was different because now this was somebody I could actually talk to.
Yeah. I think as I grew older and started to learn God's word, I really started to change that transformation of seeing him as this, you know, person that is controlling me in heaven and tells me what to do, instead of a loving father who is in relationship with me. And so I kind of explain it to my clients. I feel like our Heavenly Father is this daddy who is carrying this umbrella, and he's trying to protect you and I from the storms of life, the things that are really going to hit us hard, hail and rain and storms. And so if we stay under that umbrella, he gives us the free will to run away, to run out from under his protection, and we're going to get wet. We're going to get hurt. And so I would rather stay under the umbrella of his protection. I mean, the Bible calls it his refuge, the fortress, you know, under his wing, in the cleft of the rock, like all of these different analogies, these metaphors of God's protection and love for us. I do see him as a Heavenly Father now, which I did not growing up.
So let's get into a little bit of the okay, so what do you do with this? You know, how is your life going to actually, how can we encourage you guys that are out there listening, that are, maybe you're in a place and you're listening and you're going, man, I do feel like I've been stuck. I feel like this marriage hasn't gone where it needs to go. Like the parenting's not good. Like the job's not good. Like all of these different things where we feel stuck. Remember, the Israelites sort of wandered around in the desert for many years feeling stuck. And so, you know, what does it look like to run into a transformation or actually start to see the change?
By the way, before you go into moving toward transformation, if you remember, the Israelites got so frustrated as they were wandering in the desert that they literally were saying, I'd rather go back to Egypt. I'd rather go back to slavery. We had meat in Egypt. I mean, they were literally comparing those lives, thinking that they were better off the way they were. And a lot of us get hopeless, feel stuck when we don't see progress or we don't see God's hand working. And so we think he's not hearing us. He doesn't care. But he is. He's working. And when we cry out to him, there is transformation that's possible.
Which kind of gets me to the first point of the idea of, you know, you might look at somebody who's had a transformed life and you see them where they are today and you go, man, like I want what they've got. And I think the disclaimer alert here is kind of what you just said. Getting to where somebody is sometimes it creates a false sense of us losing sight of where they came from. Mm-hmm. And the transformation process can be really difficult. Mm. Personally, you know, I will say that before I could sit there and share with you how's my life different today, man, that transformation process was not fun.
No.
It was
painful.
It was painful. It was, God, are you even listening to me? I don't even know if I believe in you anymore. And, you know, oftentimes times of transformation are when you are in the darkest place. Mm. And that is actually an extremely great place. I tell that to clients all the time and they want to hit me.
I was going to say they don't really like to hear that.
No, but it's like, okay, you're in the dirt right now. Mm-hmm. And I want you to just sit in that and I want you to feel it. And I want you to actually own that pain, mm-hmm. because it is through that pain that if I falsely cover that pain or medicate that pain, you may not have the motivation to stay on the road to transformation. Mm-hmm. You might go, oh, well, finally somebody got me some meat here out in the desert and I'll just hang here. And so the idea of going through the transformation oftentimes means you're going to go through a difficult time. And if you right now are in a difficult time, rather than looking for quick fixes and easy ways.
Or self-medicating.
This is where, okay, just start your talk with God, start your prayer with God, start listening to God as he talks with you through his word, through the intuitions you have, and through the talking of other people, the three ways that God's talks to us. Start listening to those.
So tell us a little bit about the bad spot you were in that God got your attention with.
Yeah, I mean, well, here's the misleading part. Prior to my bad spot, life was great. You know, you and I were both very healthy people, athletic people, pursuing our masters, married,
teaching,
a kid on the way.
Coaching.
So on the outward side, everything looked really good and almost dynamic, like. But internally, I personally was struggling, and I've shared the story many times, but with an anxiety disorder to the point where nothing was making sense to me. Mm-hmm. And my body and mind simply did not feel right. Like, I did not even feel right in my own skin. The anxiety was so high. I didn't want to go out of the house. And I started to close down with panic attacks. And, you know, I've shared that story before. Panic attacks are those things that you know, whenever somebody says, I think I may have had a panic attack. They didn't have a panic attack. If you know when you have a panic attack, it is a very terrible experience. But it was that series of beating me down. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes you have a bad event and you go like, oh, tomorrow will be better. It just, nothing was getting better.
Yeah. I've had clients like that. It's just bad day after bad day. And they start to feel hopeless.
Yeah. And hun, I was questioning why we went to church. Mm-hmm. I was questioning a lot of our practices. Yep. I was questioning me, the quality of the teacher, coach, husband that I was. So a lot of things were starting to just not feel good. And it was really through that of course, then we were invited to the church that we currently attend. And what happened out of that, again, I was raw. You were raw.
Oh, I was.
We were very raw.
I was on my knees, man. I did not know what to do to help you.
Yeah, we didn't know what to do. And we went to this new, different church. And only a short time after that very first visit, we got a visit from a couple of elders.
Yeah.
Okay. And they came. And that was weird to us. Like, nobody from our church ever came and talked church stuff to us. And they came in and they started talking. And they started relating not rules and regulations, but they started talking about just the being of God and of Christ and the relationship and how he... And I remember saying to them, I don't know about all this stuff, but I know I need something different.
Yeah. I've actually had somebody in my office, a client, that said, I know I need God, but I'm not sure if I'm ready for it. And I'm like, then you don't really understand you need God. Because when you start to really need God, you know you got to do something different. And so, you know, for me, I knew in that time I needed some help. And, you know, there wasn't many answers. This was a long process for you and I didn't know how to help you. I felt helpless. I was a new mom. You know, you and I were both teaching and coaching. And so I just, that was when the trajectory of my life changed, because I surrendered my way for his. And, you know, like I said, it wasn't overnight, but I realize now, without a shadow of a doubt, it was the best decision I ever made in my life. Mm. And things like money and fame and success and power and all those things, they're no longer what I live for, you know? Mm-hmm. And it is so freeing, the power of transformation, when you have something that no one can take from you, mm-hmm. and it doesn't cost any money. And you start to have a purpose and an identity in Christ alone, not by what you say, what people say about you or what they think about you. And so I don't have to compare my worth and value to anybody or anything else. And wow, that's when my life was transformed.
And when it was transformed, it was, whether we liked it or not, it became evident in all areas.
Right.
Like, it's all of a sudden now you had a Christ
perspective.
The difference, you know, you can think that Christ has empathy for you. In other words, he sees through your eyes, but you having empathy for Christ, in other words, you start looking through his eyes.
Right. Empathy like Christ, yeah.
Well, an empathy for Christ. Mm-hmm. In other words, he's got to view your life. Mm-hmm. And so how does he view your life? So now I'm stepping out and I'm walking in his shoes and going, oh, what's Merle doing over here? Mm-hmm. How does that feel? And so to actually put that on, and I think then it starts to color how I'm going to behave at work, what I'm going to do with my free time, what I'm going to do with my money, what I'm going to do in my marriage. And so now everything is colored in a different lens, which creates a totally different outcome.
I remember when we first started going to this new church, and we were tithing. Well, I wouldn't say we were tithing. We were throwing a 20 in the offering plate.
Right.
And all of a sudden, there was a message on tithing and sacrificial giving. And I remember you and I having this conversation like, holy cow, if we do the math, that's a big chunk of change, you know? And it's almost like, okay, Lord, am I really going to put into action what I say I believe now? Mm-hmm. I believe in you, and I believe that you're going to take care of us, even though this is bigger than our house payment. And so that was, for me, a huge letting go, surrender. Like, and by the way, we've never missed it. Like, I'm just going to be honest, like, we figured it out the way it needed to be. And that's with God coming first.
And that's not a brag on our part at all. It's a blessing on his, because sometimes there has not been money available and things happened and it worked out. And so, but hon, one of the things that helped me when the transformation was, remember, we were talking about the craziness of our life. At that point, we had two kids, and you were totally stressed.
Yep.
My anxiety was starting to be treated a little bit better, and I was coming
was
around there.
Up.
And yours was going up, and we started talking about how could we make this better, and the idea that maybe you could stay home with the boys.
Yeah.
And we prayed about it and we did the math on it and we said, Nate, no way you're staying home, sister. We can't even meet the budget we have. You should go get another job.
Oh.
And I remember going to bed that night and the next morning waking up and saying, if we really believe and trust that God's going to provide, it's time for you to quit your job. And that was another one of those sort of tests.
Leaps like of faith.
And you quit the job, or you basically finished out the school year, because this was about this time of year. You finished out the few weeks that you had left, and we did not miss a beat.
No.
Didn't miss a beat.
And started babysitting kids in our home so I could be home with our kiddos. Plus, they had instant friends. They loved that. It was like instantaneous buddies. And yeah, God provided for that. And again, that was another leap of faith, but it came at a crossroads of pain and stress and really, okay, God, are we going to push through this fear, push through this pain, and believe in you that you're doing something here, even if I can't see you? And that's what we're going to hear next week, is stories of people who now realize that God was in this story all along. He knew what we needed and when. And same thing with Rock Solid Families. You know, we prayed for this ministry 7 years before it became a reality. And we thought God was calling us to this ministry before it actually came to be. But that was him planting those seeds of change and transformation transformation, that I'm going to use you even more so instead of the church and the classroom at school. Like, he was going to really focus us in on life transformation with other people.
Man. So guys, we want to invite you along the journey and opportunity for transformation. And rather than measuring things like I do by the watch on my wrist and like the money in my bank, and that's been part of the transformation process, to say, you know, let's work on a different time frame. Let's work on a different measurement scale. Mm-hmm. The idea that you'd sit a little bit more in the peace and the relationship of Christ, and just watch how, not how he will happen, but how he's already happened, like how things have already come together, and just really give the thanks to the proper place, because you're going to see how you've been blessed already.
Yeah, Isaiah 61:3 says that he brings beauty out of ashes. And so whatever it is that you felt, like we said, your anxiety disorder was one of the most difficult times of our life.
Right.
But yet he brought such beauty out of that. Mm-hmm. You know, the stressors of two income parents and trying to drive kiddos to work and teach in school and coach, that brought us to a place where we could rest in him and I could stay at home with our little ones. And so he does that. He does that. Not us at Rock Solid, not us personally. It's him, you know, him working. I think of my favorite verse, my life verse, out of Ephesians chapter 3. I use it a lot. So if you are a client in my office, I probably have shared this with you, but it's one that I memorize because I believe in the power of transformation. I believe that God is able to do immeasurably more than all we could ever ask or imagine, because it's his power at work in us, and to him be the glory. And I believe that when he does a transformation change in our lives, he wants the credit. You cannot steal his glory. He is not going to bless that. And so we are not here to brag on Merle and Linda. Please, please do not get that, because we know we didn't deserve it. We haven't earned it. It is because of him and the what he wants to do in us and then through us is why we've experienced the blessings and protection of Jesus.
We simply don't understand it, right? Like, you don't understand it. And that's what makes it not of us when you are in those bad places. So, So let's, and listen, if you hear this show and you yourself are in a difficult space, or you just have an uncertainty, you know, it doesn't mean you're quite ready for the change, because sometimes you're not even sure what you, what's wrong. Okay. Yeah. But there can be an uncertainty in marriage or with the kids or job. But it's time to start to actually own some of that uncertainty. Like, what is this about? Yeah. What am I supposed to be taking out of this? And, you know, stop trying to cover it or medicate it. Mm. You know, maybe my job has been miserable forever, but I make enough money that I get to play every week. And so I'll just continue to tolerate my job. Well, maybe there's an opportunity there for a transformation to sit in that. And again, like, I don't know the answer to those things, but these are the things we want to invite you in to the transformation process, because you know, the diamond goes through the heavy pressure to come out that diamond. Yeah. And before then, he was the lump of coal. And so that transformation is not always fun, but to get to the other side is amazing. And we are continuing the transformation process. So you're not one and done.
Yeah. No. So I want to finish the story from Joshua 24 that I was talking about at the top of the show. God speaks through Joshua to the nation of Israel, and he reminds the Israelites that God is the one that provided for them. He protected them. He's the one that gave them the land and they that they're building on. And so God alone should be the one that they serve and worship. And then Joshua leaves the Israelites with this challenge, and he says, hey, you've got to choose who you're going to serve and worship. God is not going to make you love him or follow him. But then he ends it with this, and he says, but for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And so he makes it very clear. And so that scripture out of Joshua 24:15 is hanging now in our kitchen, right next to our dinner table, so that when our family sits together at dinner, we are reminded every night, every day, that he is the one that we are worshiping. He is the one that we serve. He is the one that has created this transformational power. And that is who we are going to keep our eyes fixed on.
All right. So very good. So next week we're going to share some of the encouragement and the stories that you that we get the opportunity to experience. But you get the chance next week to start to experience those too, to see how you know you can be in the ashes and into the destruction of life, and you can come out on the other side. So hopefully some stories of hope there, restoration, and just some new beginnings. So. You got something else?
Yeah. In the meantime, our challenge to you is really to reflect on, have you personally surrendered your life to Christ? Have you allowed him to be the Lord of your life and radically transform it? If you have no idea what that means, because we did not know that 28 years ago.
That was weird talk.
Reach out to us. We would love to have a conversation with you and walk through some of the promises in God's word. This isn't Merle and Linda's idea. This isn't something we're making up. It is over and over in his word what promises he has and how he has blessed his people and their faithfulness beyond measure. So, or reach out to a local pastor or priest or minister and ask to talk more. You know, they would love to walk alongside you, especially if you don't have a church home. You know, there's a good chance there's probably one right by you.
Pretty much guaranteed. Yeah. So, okay. So we want to thank Maxwell Construction and Casey's Outdoor Solutions for being part of our transformation, not just of our ministry, but of our yards and of our homes. So we want to thank those guys for all they do to support us. Again, if we can help you in any way, as Linda just said, reach out to us. Guys, do us a favor, share these shows, inspire and encourage other people by any kind of lesson or message that we put out that you think might be helpful to someone else, okay? Give us those 5-star ratings. We greatly appreciate that and the movement to get their word out. Yeah. So with all that being said,
RockSolidFamilies.org is how you can get a hold of us, or 812-576-ROCK, 812-576-ROCK, or RockSolidFamilies.org. So we want to thank you for listening to Rock Solid Families Podcast, building a stronger community, one family at a time. Make it a great day.
Rock Solid Families wants to thank Maxwell Construction for sponsoring the Rock Solid Families podcast. For over 30 years, Maxwell Construction has been a leader in turning dreams into realities, building schools, banks, restaurants, and many other commercial and public facilities. Maxwell Construction has made it their priority to not just build buildings, but to build into their community. So if you have any construction needs, call them at 812-537-2200.